the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy normal.
Previous.
Yeah, no worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was confusing?
I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show where all we talk about for 30 of your hard-earned minutes is sport. The single loyal listener of this program may have realized we have been away for the past 3 weeks because of the C word, but that's about to change because we are now being all technical and totes profresh. We are unable to record in the 2SER studios, even. But we weren't going to let that stop us. We like talking so much that we'd actually probably come around to your house and just talk at you for 30 minutes, although we can't really do that now because of the whole social distancing thing. But that doesn't matter. Anyways, by us, I mean myself, Joel Kassam, self-proclaimed deity of the show, as well as the following. First up is a man who has taken it upon himself to give him... What? His name is Tiger King. Hey, it's Mick Rad.
Tiger King. I haven't even watched that show. Who is? What does he do? Does he eat something, or does the tiger eat him, or something? I don't know.
Yep, that's the show.
That's the one.
I'm
Hello.
Struggling with this introduction. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I can see you very loud and clear. Does that make sense?
Okay. Also, here is a woman who would never own a tiger because it would attack her endangered pandas. It's Gabby Morris.
Hey, where's my claps?
I've got two. Do you call them mouses if you have two of these, or are they mice?
Mice.
So I've got two mice, Mises. And I can't. Mises. I'm not two used mice. To it. I'm used to having one.
Oh,
and
God. This
technology, hey?
Working from home is just, it's not really easy for us, is it?
It is.
I'm using a, I'm using a coat hanger as a microphone holder.
And it's
I'm
fetching.
Actually
it
really
looks great.
Impressed that I did this.
Yeah. No, it looks
holding
really
up my microphone.
Yeah.
Bloody genius. Lovely to see your faces via a video conferencing platform, which we shall not name because it doesn't need any more bloody promoing. But yeah, what a weird time.
Virtual hugs.
And I'm just so glad I don't have to be in the same room with you guys anymore. This is my dream come true.
Look, we're going to get to what we're doing in a second, but we've been away for 3 weeks, so we have to get straight into this.
Sport.
It's like I said, it's been 3 weeks. We haven't been able to talk about sport because of the C word. We haven't been able to do anything. We haven't been able to be in the studio together, so we're doing this online. But let's just get straight into sport. Gabby, kick us off. What's happening with AFL?
Cancelled.
Oh, shit. Mick, what about NRL? What's happening?
Oh, it's cancelled.
Okay, what about car racing?
Cancelled. Yep, cancelled.
Tennis?
Cancelled.
What about beaches?
Cancelled.
Thank God, it looks like an awful movie.
Pubs? Going to the pub with your friends? Cancelled.
Having friends?
Cancelled. 100%. Two's company, three's a crime now, so.
Okay, that's sport for the show.
You got birthdays? Nothing. Birthdays.
Cancelled.
Birthdays are cancelled.
Yep.
Weddings?
Hairdressers. Mick, not a worry for you, but cancelled.
Funerals?
Well,
they're not cancelled, are they?
No.
Just sort of put on.
Weddings
hold.
Are. Birthdays. Work. Cancelled because you're at home. No one works, really.
So life is being cancelled, basically.
Yeah, just cancel this whole bloody year.
Might as
I mean,
well.
It's surprising that we're still on, to be honest, as a show.
That's what I mean. Like, no one's going to stop us. We've gone to the length of now getting microphones ourselves and talking to each other via the intranet. And...
Mm-hmm.
And we've set things up and we can do sound effects. And like we're becoming adults, which is great.
And I guess the other thing for us is that also like this it's not that probably that many people driving their cars anymore because you can't go anywhere, bloody do anything. So we've really got to push our listeners to get back online.
Yeah.
Streaming us on that beautiful internet and accessing us via iTunes and Spotify. And yeah, we really lost a lot of listeners there in the car.
The internet's not really like cutting it, you know? It's cutting out. People are finding the NBN's crap. They're probably listening to us right now and Gabby probably sounds like an alien.
It's true. Yeah. Internet.
I have always sounded like this.
So, okay. We're back.
I guess.
This is the worst time to have a sports show, guys. What the hell? whose idea was that?
Was it ever a good time? Contact sport has a whole new meaning now.
Oh, yeah. You get fined for it instead. It's like you get a disciplinary committee for being too close to someone. You get 6 months, fired, suspended. It's pretty harsh.
It is pretty harsh. But at least we are professional athletes are eligible for Job Seeker.
Yes, that's true. Or Job Finder. No, what's the other one? Job Keeper. Job Finder.
Job Keeper, sorry. They're eligible. All our professional athletes. So, yeah, eligible for Job Keeper. I mean, our female athletes are still on Job Seeker. So, that's fine.
Don't you think that all sports people should be really like cutting their pay big time, right? Like they're not doing anything.
Well, I mean, NRL are. I don't know about other sports. I don't think. Is AFL taking any sort of pay cut?
I don't know, so. Joel. Maybe probably we should have looked into that before we started. Had 3 weeks.
I mean, obviously, women's sports, they've got nothing to cut. So, you know, hopefully they're still getting paid. Matildas are on unequal pay now with the Socceroos. That's good.
I know that a lot of big executives and CEOs and all that kind of stuff have taken major pay cuts to support the clubs and support players, but I don't know how much and what that looks like.
You know what I like? The Irish PM, the Irish Prime Minister, he's actually decided to work as a doctor one day a week. He's actually a doctor and he's a Prime Minister.
He's not actually a doctor.
But he's... he's actually a doctor and he's going to actually spend a day a week acting because they're like low on medical staff. So he's decided to spend a day a week acting as a doctor like he actually trained to.
Maybe he's gone to go and see if he can take care of Boris. Any kind of help there?
We are recording this a couple of days earlier than Friday. We should point that out. He may be dead by now, so.
Nobody knows what day of the week it is, Joel, this isolation period. So
that's a good point.
Friday means nothing. deaths of major political figures, I guess, do have some kind of standard in the weekly calendar, but. Yeah.
We should also say good Friday, right? It's a good Friday?
Is it?
Today? Apparently it's a good Friday.
It was meant to be.
It is.
I mean.
Yes. It's cancelled though, isn't it?
Canceled. It's good Friday. Easter's cancelled. Oh my God. You know how much chocolate's going to be in the shop? Like so cheap on Easter weekend?
Yeah.
Because no one's buying it, right? Exactly. And I think
Kmart
already.
All the eggs she possibly could.
Kmart had 50% off eggs on the weekend and came out like the queues to get in were just ridiculous.
Wow. For the eggs. That's pathetic.
For the eggs because it's 50%.
Get chocolate Easter eggs.
Well, I can get some for you if you like. Yeah. Is Easter Bunny not arrived for you, Gab?
Rosie bought them all. That's why I don't get any.
I love Easter eggs, but I only like the good Easter eggs, like the good brand, like Cadbury or Red Tulip or Haig's or something.
You know what I've just got is the Ferrero Rocher ones.
Oh. Oh. Okay. What do they look? Are they like big eggs or like little hazelnut things?
Little ones. Oh. Divine. That maybe we should just be like review random shit that's come out in the shops. That can be our new show.
We are going to need something to do to fill 30 minutes each week now. So
ooh,
happy.
The
any
egg.
Ideas?
Across the chocolate. Across the across the pandemic. What can we call ourselves now?
The good thing is now we're I mean, no one can see this. We're gonna hopefully put some snippets up because we can all see each other. We're gonna hopefully put some snippets up on the internet so people can see us. And you can see us think now. We're trying to think of something. Nick's now trying to think of something.
You see that vein in my head just popping out?
It's, like, it's great to watch. And we, I mean, Gav and I get to see this each week, but now everyone can see it. Everyone can play. Yeah. It would be good if we could actually invite people into this and they can sit there and watch.
Oh, my God. That's what we're going to do next time. Put the Zoom meeting up.
We can.
And then if anyone, we just say we're going to record at this time and then whoever pops in and joins us can be part of Across the Park. What a great idea.
No, we'll put them on mute. I'm not having some...
Well, look, professional athletes aren't doing anything. Mm.
Wow, let's put the call out right now. Any athlete who's bored wants to be on the show?
95149500.
Or Zoom meeting EU capital H 0 V's F Y K X U. Well, maybe too long.
Okay, that's something we can do. That's good.
Guys,
we're getting somewhere.
So you put that coat hanger around your neck, Gabby. Like they do with like a harmonica and like have the mic.
That is a fantastic idea.
While Gab is doing that, thank you, Mick, for mentioning harmonica. We are, of course, in my music studio, which is just a spare bedroom in my house. I have a harmonica. I've actually got two. Shall I play a few songs for us all?
Oh, I would love it. That would be amazing. We now bring you across
the harmonica.
The harmonica. Across the musical journey.
Across the Joel's room.
Across the...
Which way is on?
Can you play? Like, do you know how to play?
I used to be able to play one track. It's a song that has no harmonica in it. Are you okay, Gabby?
She tangled it up.
She's going to end up necking herself trying to do this.
Oh, jeez.
Oh my God, that did not work. I do not recommend that. That is highly dangerous. Oh my God. You wouldn't believe it, Joel. I also have a harmonica.
Let's jam.
I've got an accordion.
Okay, let's jam.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. This is not okay. We've actually lost it. Oh, God.
Next week I'll be playing Tin Whistle.
Isolation desperation is what happens when you try to make a show. And
isolation desperation, indeed.
All right, let's talk about how's everyone been?
I mean, we're getting pretty...
This is also going to happen a lot. There is a slight delay, so we will talk over the top of each other. What, Gabby, what have you been doing the past 3 weeks?
So in a sporting sense, I'll give you that. My partner and I have made up a new game, play tennis, like we do a rally.
Tennis is a very old game.
So like the aim of... the aim of
you
the game is to...
Whoa.
The aim of the game is to have a rally, right? Like you don't want to hit it really hard so that other person can't hit it. But if you hit it really shit and the dog gets the ball, then the other person gets the point. Because Rosie's really shit, so I'm trying to teach her how to play better, which is like, so that means we have a rally and like I get a turn too. But I mean, we're getting pretty desperate. Like we've even had some fights over it because it's just her and I. Like it's literally just her and I. Yeah. It's been her and I in isolation now for 3 weeks. We haven't seen another human besides going to the shops. And I get really excited because I'm obviously quite an extroverted person and try and have conversations with people at the shop, but they're literally like running or like looking at me strangely or giving huge, big, wide berths around me. And I'm like, oh, my God, just talk to me, anyone.
I feel like you're just noticing that now for the first time.
It's been
time.
Crazy.
You're blaming the C word, but it's just you.
Yeah. And then I've just been scaring the shit out of Rosie and filming it. That's just been my, like, it's like my heroin. It's just like the only thing that gets me out of bed every
day. You are very good at it. How about you, Michael?
Well, when we all got locked down a few weeks ago, I was walking past a garage sale. No, I probably shouldn't have touched anything. I'd bought a backgammon set and and backgammon, you know, board games are back in now because it's board games and video games, right? But when you get sick of looking at screens, you want to get a board game out and you want to play board games. The thing is, playing one-on-one board games can get pretty boring pretty quick. But backgammon, I'm trying to teach Julia how to play backgammon. I keep beating her. I mean, she's not very good, but, you know, maybe she'll get better in 6 months by the time we're finished. Have you ever tried playing, like, Monopoly with two people, though? It's so boring.
No. So boring.
Just, like...
Are you literally chewing gum right now,
man? Yeah, what is going on there?
I got a mint. I didn't want to make like, you smell my onion breath.
Be on radio.
Oh, this isn't real.
No,
radio.
This is not an ASMR show. Nobody wants to hear you slowly and whisperly eat gum or a mint.
Maybe they do. I can start flossing.
Actually, don't.
What if I do flossing on air?
Nobody wants. No.
What if I had cut my nails with a cap?
Oh, there'd be some freaky fetish things going down there.
Sorry, that was a visual joke. No one saw that.
Yeah.
I pretended to cut my finger.
What about you, Joel? Slicing. I guess life hasn't really changed much for you.
Nah. I've been alone before this and I'll be alone after it.
Oh, God.
I have been, I mean, you know.
It's not a negative thing.
Is it? I've been walking a lot. Walking's been fun. I mean, so is literally everyone else on the planet.
It's the highlight of the day, that walk.
It pretty much is. It's quite nice. I mean, yeah. I've been saying, like, if this whole coronavirus thing wasn't happening and people were just out walking and being friendly, I feel like the world would be a much better place. Because I'm not used to seeing so many people out just, like, being fit and looking after themselves. But as soon as all this is over, everyone's just going to get back to doing nothing.
Probably. Have you tried any sort of Tinder or online dating apps during this time?
Do we have to talk about this?
I'm interested. I'm sure people out there are very interested as well, Joel.
That's what people want to know. They want to know.
That's the content they're here for.
All right. Well, I'll tell you this. I have been on, and Tinder have, like, changed their settings. You can put yourself anywhere in the world.
Oh. So
it used to just be wherever you live, that's it. And now you can be like, no, I live in St. Petersburg. And you can just find people in St. Petersburg. I don't know why. That's the point.
They're opening the borders. No borders.
Oh,
anymore.
I guess it's because
we're
it's
all
like,
just
you're
online.
Not gonna be they yeah.
I mean, I assume that people are just on there all the time and you're just gonna run out immediately.
So when does your Russian bride arrive?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I haven't tried Russia yet, all right?
Oh, St. Petersburg's in Russia, isn't it?
It is. It was just the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know why. I do have a map above me, but it doesn't.
Oh, handy. Do you do it every day, just throw a dart on it and say, I'm going to look for someone in this country today?
Well, I could do that.
You could.
Oh, I'd break the great. Glass, but I'll give it a try.
Well, here we are. No sport, no contact.
No sport. I mean, really, no sport. It's all cancelled, right? There is nothing left, right?
No.
Is there anything?
So supercars are doing an E-series, right, where they're broadcasting driving in electronic fake cars, like computer games.
Oh, like Daytona.
So, yeah. But like the professional drivers are doing it and it's being broadcast like on Kato, whatever that bloody thing is, Foxtel.
KO.
KO. So that's happening.
Oh, wow.
I mean, NRL, there's plans of them going to a bloody deserted island, which is quite
amazing.
Frankly,
it's a new reality show. It's called NRL Island.
Just get them.
Yeah.
I would love that.
imagine. But the thing
they
is,
can just
it would
contain.
Just be...
It just sounds like a COVID hot spot. Like it's just like a dirty, dirty breakout zone.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
The stupid plan is that they'll be in like Moreton Island, because the owner says, oh, you can stay in our resort and you can, you know, house you all, but they're still going to go from Moreton Island into Brisbane to the stadium and then come back again. Because they can't play on the stadium island.
There.
No.
It would be a fantastic reality show.
It would be pretty interesting. Just have they cameras could
make,
everywhere.
They're worried about losing money, but fuck, why don't they just make it into a TV show? They'd make millions.
Yeah.
So pay for this nightmare.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt they are considering exactly that, because they're trying to do anything to save the league, the NRL. There is a real danger that AFL NRL could just run out of money because they don't have no games this year and they'll go bust.
It's pretty crazy. Like, I didn't really think that would ever happen. Like, I just would have thought, oh, well, they're just clubs and they'll just keep playing and train and they'll play when a game's on. But it's like, well, how do you fund that? How do you continue to support these people and these players? And
yeah, that's the thing.
And then it's like so bizarre. It's like, what will happen to them? Like, where do they go? I guess they just go to an island. It's like the dogs just go to the farm.
We just leave them in the island, and then eventually the boats stop going there, and then we just forget about them forever. Yeah. Until 100 years time, someone discovers this island and all those
blokes. Huddled
up around mobile phones, dying.
Because, I mean, this isn't going away anytime soon. This is like, I think they're fully aware that, like, this is years of trying to minimize the spread of this virus until we get a vaccine, which won't happen for at least, you know, another year, if not more. Like, it's just crazy how we spoke about this in our episodes ages ago about how the future of sport and what will it look like. Yeah. And we were talking about it within the realms of climate change, but
yeah,
this was
right.
Way more of a quicker and more realer impact. I mean, we've been waiting for a pandemic. It was going to happen. And to think that it happened so quickly and to have such a huge impact so, so quickly, and it will for a long time, it's just crazy to see, you know, and people are very quick. We adapt really quickly. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
To see what will happen. Like, will it be all virtual? Will it be, you know, stadiums with no crowds?
Yep. Well, they tried it. It was pretty weird watching those footy games with no crowds. But one of the greatest things of no crowds was when WrestleMania happened on a couple of days ago. WrestleMania, the biggest wrestling event in America, where they just feed off the crowd. They have big entry music and everything, and there's no crowd. It's just empty area. It's. I actually think these wrestlers must have just stopped at some point and going, what the hell are we doing? This is stupid. I mean, why are we bothering?
Oh, now they've realized that it's stupid.
I look like a total dick.
Yeah, what is this?
No, you always
some
have.
People must reflect on their career and go, what am I doing?
Well, they make a lot of money usually, right? I mean, wrestling is a pretty lucrative sports entertainment, as they call it. But it's all for the fans. And I suppose a lot of sports people are like that. They do it because there's fans there. If there's no one watching and they're not entertaining anyone in front of them, they're like, oh, what's the point?
I think that happened in the first game of NRL with no crowd was Canterbury, I think. And that young half scored, the guy with the hair.
And
he got up, like he scored a try and he got up jokingly, but it was quite funny. Like, it was like going like this to the crowd, like,
yeah,
you guys can't see this at home, but like putting his hands up, like, cheer for me. And then went, oh yeah, there's no one here.
Yeah. I mean,
it was funny. Like that was funny, but I mean, you've done that once and you can't do it again.
You've done that once and then you're like, oh, that's
it. That's it.
No, it was the first try of the whole time with no one, with no crowd. You just do it after that. It's done.
It's it's crazy. Also, just like so much money just gone. Like, you forget how much money sport brings in and how many, you know, how reliant they are in advertising on. It's just wild, and now it's like all gone, and all these, you know, wealthy male athletes are like, shit, better reconsider my lifestyle and my way of living, because it's like, what are you gonna? And half of them, you know, probably won't be supported by their clubs and have career path changes and be supported in a way that will help them refigure out their life, you know, because hopefully, you know, it's cool that they're coming up with ideas. I think it's great. But it also puts into perspective how much money we spend on sport.
Yes, it really does.
It's true. And if the world's going to end, in all those apocalypse movies, sport just doesn't happen. Sport's gone. Sport is not a thing anymore.
Oh, it's really such a luxury leisure, right?
It is, right? I would exactly.
Say. Yeah.
But also then you think about, well, people do need some form of entertainment at some point because people are just getting bored. You need something. Yeah.
Well, that's why we should think about doing the, you know, we also forgot to say that the Olympics is cancelled. We need to start thinking about an at-home Olympics.
Yes. Da-da-da! I think this is something we definitely need to get involved in.
Yep.
Events like toe wrestling. One could be competitive eating.
Yeah, okay.
Another one. Ribbon dancing. Easy. Well, I mean, you don't even need a ribbon. All you need is a tea towel.
Okay.
Cool, okay. Stupid Zoom. How many people Zoom meeting? Winning the best fancy dress Zoom meeting get up. This is a thing now. People are having Zoom meetings, but you got like things. Yes. So you got to have a fancy hat or your pajamas or some stuff. It's so dumb.
Pajamas.
But you know,
lackluster. That's definitely you're not getting a gold medal for that.
It's just one category. Any ideas of what we can have now? Isolation Olympics, Joel?
No.
Thanks for your input.
Maybe like speed instead of speed skating, speed texting. Right.
Okay.
And we have judges based on accuracy, time, no spelling mistakes.
I've been practicing for this my whole life. I'd nail that one.
How fast can you make your bed in the morning when you get up?
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm. Like, but make it from scratch. Like, change the sheets and everything. You know, properly.
Yeah, that's hard, and on your own because I cannot stand changing the seats without the sheets.
Yeah, no, it's such a collaborative thing. I'm sorry, Joel.
Sorry, Joel.
So rude. That's why I had to sleep on the lounge.
Oh, my seat's just gone down. Shit.
Right. We got 2.5 minutes, guys. We've got a game, shall we? Also, apologies if this sounds at all terrible.
That did sound terrible, but hopefully it was better on your machine.
All right, here we go. First question. Yeah, Gabby, you just mentioned the Olympics. What is the new starting date for the 2020 Olympic Games?
2021.
A little bit more specific, please.
I think it's July the 23rd.
Oh, damn, son.
Yes.
July 23rd, A week before my
half a birthday. Point because I got the year right.
Okay. No, that's fair. All right. What is the new end date?
2 weeks later?
Are you joking?
No. It's very hard to get sports questions at the moment, Gabby.
Joel, you've had 3 weeks. 3 weeks to finesse a very good quiz. And you've asked already to start an end date.
It's pretty ridiculous. Let's just boycott this. Okay. I'm out.
August 8, 2021. Bye, Mick. Okay, here we go then. Which team finished at the top of the NBL ladder at the end of the 2020 season?
Kings.
Oh. Yes.
Sydney Kings. And then they didn't play the third game. What happened? They lost, I think. The third game was played in the finals. They played against Melbourne. This all happened weeks ago.
Cancelled.
The season finished. Anyway, a minute to go.
Should I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Okay, which team is currently sitting second on the NRL ladder?
Oh, Canberra.
Bum bum.
No? Oh.
But it doesn't even matter anymore.
Did you hear though? They're not going to cancel they're talking about resetting the season and wiping out the first two rounds when they get going again. And Parramatta fans this week, well, we're on top of the ladder. Anyway, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Sport doesn't matter anymore. What's the point? Why
sport
are we here?
Sport doesn't matter anymore. I don't matter. Right. You don't matter.
What matters?
This show is what matters.
This show matters.
Show is
no
what
one
matters.
Else is
so tune in.
Harmonicas and what did you have there?
And on that note, accordion.
Lagging.
You want to play us out, Mick? Play us out. See you next week, guys. Watch your hands. I'm going to go to the next one.
your hands.
It's actually quite good.